所以我们看圣经马太福音十六章二十六节。
Turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Chapter 16, verse 26. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
生命是最宝贵、最重要的。
Life is the most precious, it's the most important.
所以我们要看重我们永远的生命。
So we must cherish our lives.
所以我们要持守道理。
So we must keep the faith.
那对别人来讲，他们的生命也是最宝贵的。
And for other people, their lives are also very valuable.
所以我们传福音救人的灵魂，这是最有价值。最宝贵的一件事情。
So when we evangelize and save people's souls, this is the most noble, the most worthy.
生命胜过整个世界。
Because life overcomes the whole world.
所以我们做传福音的工作，这是一件何等伟大、何等尊贵的事情。
And so to preach the gospel is a very glorious task.
请看《传道书》十一章第五节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5.
传道书十一章五节六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse
5. 十一章第五节第六节。
Chapter 11 verse 5 and 6. Verse 5. As you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes all things. Verse 6. In the morning sow your seed and in the evening do not withhold your hand. For you do not know which will prosper either this or that.Well, whether both alike will be good.
所以说早晨撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手。
Here says in the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand.
传福音的工作正像早上晚上都撒种一样。
And so the work of evangelism is sowing the seed in the morning and in the evening.
虽然我们可以借着跟人的接触当中来了解这一个人。
So through our communication with other people, we can come to understand them.
但是不是要我们去判定说啊，这个人他可不可能接受福音，或者说他会不会得救
？But it is not ours to judge whether or not this person will accept the gospel and will be saved.
而只是帮助我们怎么来向这个人传福音。
It only helps us to see how we should evangelize to them.
所以我们对任何人。在任何时候有机会，我们就要向他传。
So she take every opportunity with anyone to preach the gospel.
那到底这个传福音的那个意义是什么
？So what is the meaning of preaching the gospel?
就是一种生命的团契啊，生命的这种给予。
It is like a fellowship in life.
我们请看约翰一书第一章。
Turn to 1 John chapter
1. 传福音就是生命的分享。
Preaching the gospel is like a sharing of the faith. Sharing of life.
约翰一书第一章第一节到第四节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. Verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes,which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. Verse 2. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
传福音就是将生命的道啊来介绍给人。
And preaching is to introduce the doctrine of life.
那这生命的道是从独一的真神，从主耶稣而来。
And this word of life comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior.
那我们所传讲的是根据圣经。
And what we say is in accordance with the Bible.
啊，将神的观念来介绍给人。
And we introduce the concepts of God.
来认识这位宇宙当中独一的真神。
So we can come to understand the one true God in the universe.
来跟这位 独一的真神来建立起关系。
So we can establish a relationship with him.
而这个生命的道，关乎我们的今生，也关乎我们的将来的永恒。
And this word of life is in direct contact with our present life, and also has something to do with our future life.
让我们现在活得平安有喜乐。
So that in this life we have peace and joy.
让我们活得丰盛成功。
So we can have a prosperous life.
但将来能够得着永生。
And in the future we can receive eternal life.
那传福音也是要让人能够遵守神的教训。
And preaching the gospel also helps people observe the teachings in the Bible.
所以这个传福音，我们就说分成两个项目。
So there's two aspects of preaching the gospel.
第一个就是有关得救的真理。
And first is the truth concerning salvation.
这就是我们。每一次会留十分钟到十五分钟给大家去练习的。
And so every lesson will leave 10 to 15 minutes for you to practice.
其实那就是我们教会的十个基本信仰。
Which is the 10 basic doctrines of our church.
那个跟我们的得救有直接的关系。
And this has direct contact with our salvation.
我们传福音给人，到最后就是要让他明白、相信、接受这些。
Because the purpose of our preaching to them is so that they can understand and come to know and receive the salvation.
那第二个呢，就是传讲我们生活应该有的规范。
And the second is to preach to them how we should live our lives.
因为我们不是接受了，不是相信了耶稣受洗之后，我们就离开这个世界。
Because after we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we do not depart from the world.
那我们继续活在这个世界上。
We continue to live in this world.
那成为一个基督徒之后，我们要活得照着神所喜悦的方式来生活。
And so when we are a Christian, we should live in a way that is pleasing to God.
所以其这一方面也是。先道里头的一部分。
And this is part of evangelizing.
不是只让人信耶稣。
It is not that they will believe in, not only that they will believe in Jesus.
还要让人真的成为一个天国人。
That they must be a true heavenly citizen, a citizen of heaven.
请看《使徒行传》15:28-29.
Turn to Acts chapter 15, verse 28 and 29.
《使徒行传》15:28-29.
Acts chapter 15, verse 28 and 29. Verse 28, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Verse 29, that ye abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell.
这就是生活的规则。
And this is the rules in life.
那他们也要将当时使徒他们也要将这些来传讲出去。
And at that time, the apostles had to preach this.
我们请看16:4-5.
Let's look at chapter 16, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4, and as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. Verse 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
当人们也能够遵守这些生活上所需要的规则之后，带给人们一个更丰盛的生活。
And when man can keep the decrees, they can have a more blessed life.
那而且呢，整个团体、整个教会也能够兴旺。
And the whole church can prosper.
所以，先道跟牧养事实上没有办法把它完全的。说这个是先道，这个是牧养。
So there's no clear-cut distinction between pastoring and evangelizing.
所以我们在先道的当中，其实也包括了牧养。
So when we evangelize, we're also pastoring.
不是只是让他信耶稣，而也是要让他遵守这些生活上的规则。
Because the purpose is not only to introduce them to Jesus, but to let them live a life of Christ.
这样才能够让人真正的。那个生命才是真的是完整的。
Because this is the way where you can make fulfill a person's life.
也让人才能够真正的是得永生。
And so a person can truly receive eternal life.
所以我们传福音这个是 一个很大的工作，很大的使命。
So to preach the gospel is a very great task, very great mission.
真的是改变人的生命。
Because it can really change a person's life.
啊，有人很喜欢改变自己的，哦，所谓改变自己的命运哦。
Some people like to change the destinies in their life.
那事实上，信耶稣才是真正的改变人的命运，改变人的生命。
But only when you believe in Jesus Christ can you change the fate of your life.
我们说信耶稣就是让我们跟神和好。
Because when we believe in Jesus, we are reconciled with God.
那这就是一个命运的改变。
And this is a change in our destiny.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章二十一节。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21.
二十一节、二十二节。
Verse 21 to 22. Verse 21. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Verse 22. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
人本来的命运啊，是二十二节说，在亚当里众人都是死了。
In verse 22 says, in Adam all will die.
在亚当里头的生命是死的。
The life in Adam is death.
那是人在亚当里头人命定是这样子。
Because this is the fate of humankind in Adam.
这是人的命运。
This is our fate.
那信耶稣之后呢，在基督里人都要复活。
But after believing in Jesus Christ, everyone will be made alive.
在耶稣基督里头，那个生命才是活的。
Because only the life in Jesus Christ is living.
所以这个才是真正生命的改变。
So this is a true change in life.
所以今天我们每一个人，我们生命都已经改变了。
And so every one of us here today, our lives have been changed.
因为我们是在耶稣基督里头。
Because we're in Jesus Christ.
有许许多多的人，他们的生命还是在死里头。
But many other people out there, their lives are still in death.
那这是我们的，就是我们的使命，要去改变人的生命，改变人的命运。
So this is our mission, that we have to go out there and transform people's lives.
很多人都知道他要改，都有那个期望改变自己的命运。
Most people have this wish, this desire in them that they want to change.
那这才是真正的所谓改变命运。
But this is a true transformation of life.
所以耶稣就将这个最大的使命要交给我们。
And so Jesus has handed you this greatest mission.
我们每一个人要有这样的使命感。
So we must have this sense of commission.
请看马太福音二十八章十六节到二十节。
Turn to Matthew chapter 28, verse 16.
马太福音二十八章十六节到二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. Verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. Verse 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Verse 18. Then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.Verse 19, Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Amen. 16节说，十一个门徒就往跟耶稣约定的山上去。
And here says the 11 disciples went to the mountain, which Jesus had appointed to meet them there.
在耶稣受死之前就跟他们有这个约定。
And before Jesus was crucified, he has this appointment with them.
那门徒他们似乎是忘了这个约定。
But the disciples almost forgot that they had this arrangement with Jesus.
因为他们还没有，这个时候他们还没有真正的相信说耶稣会复活。
Because at this point they weren't sure that Jesus will resurrect.
但是这时候他们接受了，所以他们就往约定的山上去。
But at this moment in time, they accepted this and they went to the mountain.
那今天我们每一个人跟主耶稣也都有一个约定。
So every one of us has an arrangement with God today.
请看罗马书十四章十二节。
Turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 12.
罗马书十四章十二节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God.
这里说我们每一个人都要将自己的事在神的面前来说明。啊，我们每一个人，这意思就是说，我在将来，我们每一个人都必须面对神。
And so this means that in the future we must all face God.
就好像当时门徒他们要到山上去跟耶稣见面。
Just like all the disciples must face Jesus at the mountain.
啊，当时耶稣将传福音的使命交给他们。
At that time, Jesus handed this task of preaching the gospel to them.
今天这个使命也交给我们。
Today, this baton is handed on to us.
将来耶稣再来的时候，我们要在耶稣的面前。
So that when Jesus comes, we will come face to face with him.
来说明我们对这个使命，我们尽了多少力量。
To tell him how much we have strived in this task that he has entrusted to us.
门徒到山上去，耶稣就讲了这最后这个马太福音最后这个重要的信息。
So when the disciples met Jesus on the mountain, Jesus gave them these final words in the book of Matthew.
也因为这个勉励，所以历代以来不断的有教会差派人到各处去传扬福音。
Because of this encouragement, throughout the generations, all the churches have sent missionaries to go preach the gospels.
今天我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And today we are believers in the True Jesus Church.
那么我们对这一个责任，我们的反应是怎样
？So what is our response to this responsibility?
我们来看这个最大的使命所显示出来的是什么
？So what is the manifestation of this greatest task?
这个使命告诉我们，我们的救主他是全能的，最有力量的。
This tells us that our Savior is the most powerful.
十八节说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Verse 18 says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
这给我们一个很大的保证。
And this gives us a very great guarantee.
我昨天说过一个。做生意的人，他最怕的就是他的产品其实不好。
And yesterday we talked about that. A businessman, his greatest fear is that he has a bad product to sell.
那今天这里说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给主耶稣了。
Here it says all authority has been given to Jesus in heaven and on earth.
我们所传讲的主耶稣，他是这么的有力的。
And so the Jesus we preach about is so powerful.
所以这一个。耶稣这个福音关乎现在，关乎将来。
And so this gospel of Jesus concerns the present day life and also the future life.
现在世界上的人面对着许多的困难，许多的问题。
The people in this world today are faced with difficulties.
这个社会充满着许多的问题。
There are problems everywhere in the society.
很多的家庭是充满问题的。
There are problems in the families.
这个社会也充满着这个肉体上的、心灵上的各种的疾病。
And there are illnesses in the flesh and in the heart, everywhere in the society.
这个世界很多事情是让人觉得很伤心的、很悲哀的。
And there are many things in the society that makes us feel very sorrowful.
怎么去解决呢？耶稣。能够让我们去解决这些问题。
So how can we solve this problem? Jesus Christ is the answer.
因为在耶稣基督里头，人的罪的问题可以得到解决。
Because in Jesus Christ, the problems of sins will be solved.
人的问题，世界的问题，最根本的原因就是罪。
Because all the problems of the world, of people, is sin.
而耶稣能够让人解决罪的问题。
And Jesus can solve this problem of sin.
我们的福音能够解决地面上人想要解决的问题。
And the gospel we'll preach to them can solve people's problems.
而且当人死后，人还有天国的永生。
And after a man will die, he has a hope of eternal life.
所以这个福音是神的能力。
And so the gospel is God's power.
这个使命告诉我们，这个福音是每一个人都需要的。
And this mission tells commission tells us that everyone needs the gospel.
所以马太福音这个十九节告诉我们说，要出去使万民 做我的门徒。
And so verse 19 says, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
这是多么大的一个工作。
This is a great task.
啊，当时耶稣的门徒是一个。
And at that time, there are only 11 disciples of Jesus.
他们要将这个信息带给所有，带给所有的所有的国家。
So then they must take this message and preach it to all the nations.
在当时，他们并没有我们今天的这些科技。
At that time, they did not have the technology we have today.
但是他们接受这个使命，他们靠着信心，他们出去了。
But they accepted this task and with faith they went out.
今天我们有这么多好的工具。
And today we have so many good tools.
好，我们所缺少的就是那一份的信心。
What we lack is his faith.
像耶稣的门徒就有信心的就出去了。
It must be like Jesus' disciples, with faith they went out.
因为这个福音是所有的人都需要的。
Because this is the gospel that everybody needs.
没有一个人他的罪太重了，所以耶稣没有办法救他。
There's not a sinner with his sin too heavy for Jesus to wash away.
没有一个人他是太堕落了，耶稣救不了他。
There's not one that's too corrupt that Jesus cannot save.
也没有一个人好到说他不需要耶稣的救恩。
There's no one too good for Jesus to save.
啊，因为从罗马书我们知道，人都有罪。
Because from the book of Romans, we know that we're all sinners.
每一个人都需要耶稣基督的救恩。
And everyone needs the salvation of Jesus.
所以耶稣告诉他们，让万民做我的门徒，奉耶稣的名为他们施洗。
And so here Jesus says, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of Jesus.
只要人相信了，存着信心来到耶稣的面前。
So if only a person will believe and with faith come before Jesus.
他们真正的来领受救恩。
And they truly receive this gospel.
奉耶稣的名为他施洗。
Be baptized them in the name of Jesus.
所以在五旬节那一天，有三千个人受洗。
So on the day of Pentecost, there are 3,000 people that got baptized.
在《使徒行传》第八章提到那个以索比亚的那个太监。
And Acts chapter 8 talks about the Ethiopian eunuch.
他跟腓力谈到之后，他明白了，他接受了，他就受洗。
And after his conversation with Philip, he understood and he received baptism.
那个逼迫耶稣的保罗，很有学问的保罗，他也接受了耶稣。
And the Paul that was knowledgeable, he persecuted Christ, he also accepted this gospel.
当他接受了福音，他也接受了洗礼。
And when he accepted the gospel, he was baptized.
使徒行传第十章，那一个这个很虔诚敬畏神又有善行的百夫长哥尼流，他也认识了耶稣。
In chapter 10 of Acts,The devout man who feared God, Cornelius, he also accepted God.
他领受了福音，他也接受了洗礼。
He accepted the gospel, and he accepted the baptism.
二十节说到，把耶稣的教训都教导他们，让他们去遵守。
Verse 20 in Matthew 28 says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
所以不但让人领受救恩，而且要将耶稣的那个生活的常规也教导他们。
So not only do we teach them the gospel of Jesus, we must teach them how to live a life.
因为当我们接受洗礼之后，我们就开始一个生命改变了，一个新的生命，这个新生命要成长。
Because after we are baptized, we live a new life, and we must grow in this life.
那生命的成长跟圣经、跟耶稣的教训有关系。
And so, to grow in this new life has a direct relationship with Jesus and the teachings in the Bible.
所以不是信耶稣就好了，还要继续的灵命要不断的成长。
Because just believing in Jesus is not enough. We must continue to grow in our spiritual lives.
二十节提到说，我就最后说，我就常常跟你们同在，直到世界的末了。
In the last part, verse 20 says, "And I will always be with you, even to the end of the age."
啊，这告诉我们，这个最大的使命所彰显出来的，就是耶稣要永远跟我们同在。
So we can see that the manifestation of the Great Commission is that Jesus will be with us.
啊，这是一个啊，多么令人欢心的一件事情。
And this should be something that makes our heart joyous.
那个最有能力的耶稣基督，他永远跟我们同在。
That Jesus, who has the most authority, will be always with us.
这不但是我们所需要的，这个也是众人所需要的。
And we're not the only ones that need this. Everyone in the world need this.
啊，因为在生活当中，我们会遇到有许多的问题。
Because in life, we'll encounter all sorts of problems.
那耶稣他能够让我们解，就是我们这些这么多问题的解答。
And Jesus is the answer to all these problems.
他要永远跟我们同在。
And he will always be with us.
在任何时候我们需要他就在那里。
And whenever we need him, he is there.
这么好的一个消息，我们不能够只有自己得到。
So we cannot only receive this good news and keep it to ourselves.
我们应该让这个好消息给所有的人。
We must pass this on to everyone else.
耶稣说：“我要跟你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
Jesus says that I will be with you always, even to the end of the age.
啊，这个好的信息也要传讲，直到世界的末了。
And so this gospel should be preached to the end of the age.
因为这个信息是每一个时代所需要的。
Because this is a gospel that is timeless, that every generation will need.
我们是不是愿意把这个信息给带出去呢？
So are we willing to pass this gospel around?
这个伟大的信息要从何开始？
So where should we start to preach the gospel?
从我们的家里头开始。
It starts within our families.
从我们的生活圈子开始。
It starts with the people we come in contact with our lives.
我们今天这一堂课就来开始。
And we start with this class today.
我们